I need to finish taking roll, and I need to print out a couple papers, and then we'll meet up.
The School of Arts and Sciences in Tallahassee, SAS, has just over 300 students. The waiting list to get into this K-8 charter school is much longer. This is sixth grader Mary Stafford's first year.
I think I'll stay. I didn't want to at the beginning of the year. I wanted to go to a bigger school.
Her elementary school had 1,000 kids. Instead of moving on to a traditional middle school with her friends, her mom convinced her to try something different.
She liked the fact that it was small because you get like one-on-one help, and she also liked all the teachers and their way of teaching.
I have journals.
Maureen Yoder is one of Mary's teachers. She helped create SAS 15 years ago.
We started the school with the intent of keeping it small because we want to create a school family, and we believe that the relationship between the teacher and the students is the primary reason students succeed, besides a good home base.
An analysis by government watchdog Florida Tax Watch finds that small classes do make a difference in outcomes for kids in kindergarten through third grade, but not in higher grades. The report's author, Bob Nave, says the state is better off focusing on smaller schools, like SAS, rather than small classes.
It's fairly common sense that smaller classes should result in improved student performance. The problem is the research just doesn't back that up.
The group compiled research showing students in smaller schools do better in math and reading, have fewer behavior problems, and participate in more extracurricular activities. They're also more likely to graduate. Nave says the state was actually on a path toward having smaller schools. 15 years ago, the legislature passed a law limiting the size of new schools under construction. But then, the class size amendment was passed.
The legislature was forced not only to fund small schools, but now they had to fund small classes. And when one looks at the amount of money that was projected for school construction, it became clear that the legislature could not do both.
So lawmakers repealed school size to focus on class size.
The state has invested over $30 billion in meeting the small class size limits. We have nothing to show for that investment.
If they would implement class size appropriately, we might see what it was meant to be.
Joanne McCall is vice president of the Florida Education Association, the state teachers union.
The Florida legislature has decided that they would change things, and they eliminated a whole bunch of courses that would be affected by the class size.
Districts that don't comply with the limit in core classes have to pay a fine. But now, fewer classes are considered core classes. A science class like chemistry can have more students than classes like math or English. The School of Arts and Sciences in Tallahassee has been rated an A school for more than a decade. Many SAS employees are part-time, and that allows the school to keep costs and enrollment down. But technically, the school has larger elementary classes than the class size amendment allows. And even though it's a charter school, Principal Julie Fredrickson says they do have to comply with the amendment.
The way we meet it in elementary school is because we have two certified teachers in each classroom. For us, it isn't just class size, it's the way we're teaching them. If you're studying plants, then the plant is in there and you're tearing the plant apart. So a small group can do that and get messy. Another group is doing research with a teacher. We can do those sorts of things.
Parents who want a small school for their kids are often limited to private or charter schools. The Tax Watch analysis finds that Florida's traditional public elementary and middle schools have the highest average enrollment in the country, and high school enrollment in Florida is almost twice the national average. For State Impact Florida, I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.